just a thought. Then and now. Romans chapter 6, verses 19 to 22. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit have you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, eternal life. Every one of us has a past, a sinful past, a past where sin reigned over our lives, a past when we, in our utter weakness, yielded our members as slaves to uncleanness, yielded our members as slaves to iniquity unto iniquity, sinning more and more. But how we thank God for his superabundant grace. How we thank God for that day when we heard the gospel of our salvation, when the Holy Spirit convicted us of sin, when we were led to repentance. And now we have been made free from sin. Sin has no more dominion over us. Now we have become servants to righteousness and to holiness. We have become servants or slaves to God. And God, who is holy as to his being, as to his nature, produces in us fruits unto holiness. And the end, eternal life. What a God. What divine favor, beloved. Let us today demonstrate our sincere appreciation by yielding our lives and our members to him once and for all. Let us demonstrate our appreciation by producing, by the Holy Spirit who is in us, this fruit unto holiness.